And there we go. Good morning, everyone. It's Friday. So let's see, it's the last day of the month. We are about to get into that July 4th. We already kind of feel that spirit already going on, especially with a certain Supreme Court ruling, which I actually just got an alert about. So I was excited about that. But good morning, everyone. This is Carol, so AKA Nani Boss, live with two
sisters. Hey, good morning, everyone. This is Janice, AKA Wellness Diva 6.0. Yes, it's Friday, June the 30th, episode number 656. And it is fabulous indeed. And I think what amazes me about Fantabulous Friday, or, you know, each and every one of the days, of course, is that, you know, we have this perception sometimes of what our day will be. And let me just say that my day started off freaking awesome. And so it is fantabulous.
It is. It's a day of the week where we kind of review a life in the review of whatever your name is, of the entire 7 days, especially Monday through Friday. Did you stick to your goals? Did you have a new plan? Did you have to, renegotiate something and you overcome it? You overcame it, rather. Did you always maintain that good, healthy mindset? All those things, don't you think?
Well, yeah, absolutely. You know, there's been some challenges along the way for sure. And when I think you sit down and, you know, something about the end of the month and the start of the month, always kind of, what did I accomplish this month? What did I set out to accomplish this month? What did I conquer? What do I still need to work on? Because I of course consider myself a work in progress. And to me, that's important because, you know, if you learn from your divots and pivots, if you learn from your failures, that really is a moment to kind of look back and say, okay, well, this didn't work out the way I thought it would, but look what happened instead. So it always leads you to where you should be, is what I'm trying to say.
Absolutely. So do you have any Twitter updates?
Well, yeah, you remember what we chatted about after we got off from recording? That conversation on Twitter is still going on. And if anybody wants to know, please feel free to reach out to me. I'm not going to say it over the air because I think it's totally ridiculous. What I will say about a Twitter update, and I want to be very clear, I do have to do more research on it. What the heck is going on in France? There's it's almost like there's a coup or something going on. The place is on fire. I mean, it's just, so anyways, I need to look into that more for sure. And a lot of POTUS updates, of course. He was on a certain network yesterday doing a live interview. And then, you know, the conversation was ending, but the newscaster was kind of wrapping up what they had chatted about. And this person just got up and walked behind her during a live interview. And, you know, of course, a lot of chatter going on about that on Twitter for sure.
And wait, I'm confused. What happened? I didn't quite understand what you're saying.
So the person occupying 1600 was doing a live interview on live TV. He was sitting at the desk or whatever with the interviewer, the newscaster, and she was just kind of summing up the conversation, and he just got up and left. Typically speaking,
I guess you've been dismissed.
Yeah, I guess technically the interview was over. I get it. But anyways, there's a lot of chatter going on about that. And of course, still the marks around the fakes. And I'm like, you know, people just give it a break. Like, let's move on.
The only thing that I saw And I don't remember the quote. I'm not sure where he was, but he mentioned something that Russia is not winning the war on Iraq.
Yeah, that's what I mentioned. Yes, the other day, yes. I think.
I was like, what? Who
said that? He's definitely not winning the war in Iraq. And I'm like, yeah. Again, I had heard it, but I had to really look at it several times. I'm like, yep, he said that.
Yeah, so there's that. Go ahead.
One more Twitter update. A longtime host on Fox News Network was fired from The Five, Geraldo Rivera, and he just quit the network. And I think tomorrow or today is his last official day, so to speak. as much as I sometimes really don't care for him, you know, I remember him back when we were kids and the different newscasts and different research projects, and specifically one I really remember was the was it a cave or it was an underground bunker, if you will, and I'm probably not using the correct terminology, which happened to belong to a mobster, and they were thinking that there was all this stuff in there, and when they were able to get into the bunker, there was nothing in there.
Yeah, I personally don't care for him. I think he's not postured. He says things, he's kind of like morphs into whatever conversation or morphs into any particular view as he sees fit. And he's not postured whatsoever in any of his comments. So I'm not a fan of him. So, and I don't watch the network either. So there's that.
Yeah. So, you know, of course things are heating up, but you know, it's summertime and I think we all just got to maybe take a step back, take a big breath.
Absolutely. And don't let Twitter alerts consume you. That is a big thing, is that people are excited because obviously Tucker's on there, whatnot, and people are rejoining. I have rejoined. I'm not very active on it as of yet. I'm not sure that I will be super active on it because it's one of those things where do I spend my time? Where do I focus on? I think too many of us start focusing in on the latest craze, good, bad, or indifferent, and kind of go down a tunnel. I've done that before. At the end of the day, is it serving me well? Is it, you know, is it serving you well? Meaning, you know, our listeners, our viewers. And there's, again, it goes back to, there's only so many things that we can control. Now, that being said, if that's your form of getting news, because a lot of people are tired of mainstream, so I get that too. If there's any, you know, I will listen to a few podcasts here and there, but a quick update, it does serve that purpose. So that's pretty cool. One of the benefits of Twitter, you know, you'll get a quick little update and you hopefully don't go down the rabbit hole, but kind of keeps you alert. So that's always a good thing. But it is Fantabulous Friday. It's a day that we focus on, like I said, what we talk about, excuse me, the pollen lately around here is really impacting my throat. So I apologize for my raspy voice. But anyways, what we find on this particular day is, like we talked about, we review. And the way we run our podcast is to really embrace different segments and pieces and tools that are going to help you celebrate yourself on Friday. So Friday, whether it's a big win, of course, celebrate. Was it a little win? Yes, go out and celebrate. That is the whole point of Fantabulous Friday, is to embrace all pieces, all stepping stones of our, you know, what we accomplished, what we did. And before I get too much into that, I want to wish a happy birthday to Aunt Betty our aunt, you know, June is their month. It's Uncle Dom's birthday a few days ago. It's their anniversary month, and both of them obviously have birthdays. So how cool is that to like claim a whole month? You know, a lot of us celebrate one celebration all month long. They actually celebrate multiple. So I think that's pretty cool.
Yes, a very happy birthday to Aunt Betty today, Uncle Dom. And of course, they just celebrated their 66th
yes.
wedding. So big yeah. June month for them.
And it's a big June month. I mean, you have your anniversary, Tina and John have their anniversary. So it's a big anniversary month. June's one of those months where, you know, besides the birthdays, it is a big anniversary month for those that get married. May, June, or yeah, and in the fall, those are big, big, big months.
Yes, it is. And you know what's also fantabulous is, you know, if I shared before, Friday is one of my laundry days, and another big score for Jan Jan.
Oh yeah, I love it. I actually had a score of $1 and I was really happy.
Today's score was $25 and I'm like,
yes. Whoa, yes, love that. So what we're talking about is how many of you forget to check your pockets. Now, most of the time, I don't keep money in my pockets unless I'm, you know, don't want to bring a pocketbook, which doesn't normally happen. But if that's the case, I will. So it's not notorious from me. It's notoriously from someone else, along with balled up tissues, along with the picks that you use for your teeth to floss, along with car keys, along with change. And I say to him, I'm wondering if women have this to triumph over. Will you just clean out your pockets before you put your dirty laundry in the laundry? And his mindset is, well, you're the last one to see the dirty clothes and you're the one putting, you know, you don't like me doing laundry, which is true, I don't. And I said, and most of the time I do catch it, but there are times that I don't. So can you just help the process?
Yeah, laundry
wars.
Yes, Gary is definitely banned from doing the laundry.
Yeah.
He is incredible, very helpful with other things, but laundry is not his forte.
Never. I only know one man that's good with laundry, and that is my son-in-law. He's the only one.
Wow.
Like wash, dry, fold, like.
Now, I remember Gary and I were dating, and this was before I moved in, of course, and something about laundry came up on a Saturday morning after we'd gone out to breakfast, and I said, oh, you want me to throw the load in? He's like, yeah, okay. So I threw the load in for him and then put the second one, you know, put it in the dryer, then yeah. Started the second load. And I was leaving that afternoon. I said, you know, of course, don't forget to put the other load in the dryer. Well, I come back next weekend. Guess what's still in the washer machine?
Oh, Lordy. Yeah. That must have smelled lovely.
Yeah. I had to wash it like 2 times.
Yeah. So there's that, guys. So see, we went sidebar to a laundry wars. I wonder how many people do have that and how many refuse to let their husbands or their better half that sucks at it not do it.
Yeah, that is true. So what is on the agenda for Friday? Lots of stuff going on, of course, and I'm excited for a new month to begin. It's going to be a great month coming up. I'm excited.
Well, that's good. I like to get pumped for the last day of the month. That is a day where a lot of entrepreneurs are really focused in on closing out strong or, you know, doing their inventory. Where are you at? Where, you know, setting the new goals for the following, you know, the next month coming up. So I love the end of the month more than the first of the month. Because you really get kind of, again, it's because it's a Friday, you're reviewing this week, but because it's the end of the month, you're also reviewing the entire month, and where do you got to close those gaps? So I love that. July is also a great month. Obviously, we kick it off with our country's birthday on July 4th. A lot of great plans going on in this particular area. I'm super excited. Captain Hiram's is the Doug Flutie band is going to be playing. And I've never heard, and for those who don't know, Doug Flutie was a quarterback for Boston College and threw that Hail Mary pass in the championship game. He also played for the Buffalo Bills and the Patriots. He also played Canada football for a short time. But he has a child. I can't remember exactly the medical condition. I want to say cerebral palsy, but I'm not 100%, and I could be getting that wrong. He's got something. So he's a very a big advocate of whatever his child needs. But he also has a love for music. So he has a band, and he does live fairly, you know, somewhere in this area. I'm not exactly sure where, but I do know he lives somewhere close to this area. So I'm excited to see him perform at Captain Hiram's July 3rd. I don't know the exact time yet. I think it's like 4 to 8 or something. So that's going on. Then we have another great band that we listen to that will be playing at Riverside Theater, along with some great fireworks going to be going on. So yeah, there's a lot of fun stuff going on. And the Vibe Tribe is having an event tomorrow's July 1st at the beach. So Vibe Tribe group that we get together, and we're going to do a beach day. And then pickleball, we're having instead of doing the normal cookout, because it's such a busy, especially where July 4th is in the week, and then you have the weekend leading up to it, and there's just so much going on. Plus, we've had some warmer temps the last couple of days. We are not going to be doing the usual July 4th cookout, but we are going to be doing kind of a donut coffee thing in the morning. I'm not a fan of coffee, and while I love my donuts, I don't really think that's really a healthy treat. So I'm going to be making some nice muffins. So I got to set that up for tomorrow morning. So I'm excited about that. So a lot of fun stuff.
Oh, and speaking of music, Gary wants to go see our cousins Sal and Ralph tonight. Excited about that. Obviously love hearing them both sing. And yeah, it should definitely be fun. I'm up for a fun evening.
Yes. So what we want to remind everybody is to make sure, like I said, we're talking about Friday, reviewing your week, and this is a great day to review your month. You know, where were you? That's a mouthful. We're comparing to what your goals were. You know, did you increase some things? Did you eliminate some things that didn't serve you? Are you that entrepreneurial spirit that you're putting out to the universe with your thoughts, blocking the noise, and really focused on changes that are about to happen for your future by your continuing to work at whatever passion and desires that you are? That's whatever your avenue and tool to get ahead in what you want in your goals, your physical being, your personal life, and your professional life. These are all things that you incorporate, that all the tools that we give you Monday through Friday with the different themes of our podcast are, again, things to add value and to make sure that you got extra tools in your tool chest with your personal life, your professional life, and just how you perceive your goals are going to be. So I'm excited about that. I'm excited to actually look at my review and, you know, do that. I kind of call it my exit interview from the month, and really look at, did I achieve my goals? And we know when you go on an interview, or when you're going for a raise, or when you're looking for that physical change or that mindset and gut health change, you're kind of setting up some parameters, some goals that you need to achieve. Did you achieve them? If you didn't, were you successful of renegotiation or renavigating that particular goal? So this is the day to do that. So we encourage everyone to not only look at the past week, look at your entire month, figure out what is your plan for July. Are you going to go in there and wing it? Or are you going to sit down and take maybe 15, 20 minutes of your day and say, okay, where did I go? How did I do? And where am I going to? And when you do that, you're going to find that you're going to make yourself a priority, because we always should make time for ourselves to prioritize what we want out of life. What are we going for? What are we reaching for? What is attainable? And what are those goals that maybe don't serve you anymore? A lot of people like stick to some of these goals. Well, I always said it was going to. Maybe your mindset changed, and that's okay. Just remove that from your list. So this is the day that you do that, right, Jim?
Absolutely. And with that, we want to know from you what a big goal maybe is that you have for July. Please go to our website, www.twosistas.online. You can leave us a voice message or send us in a contact form. That is it for today's Fantabulous Friday. Excuse me. We shall see you Monday for Mindset Monday. My name is Janice, aka Wellness Diva 6.0, and I am with two
sisters. And this is Carol Sue, aka Nani Boss, with a little raspy voice going on. It's a little sore. I think it's just the pollen. No, I don't have any other signs. I'm not sick. So, but with that, we wish you a Fantabulous Friday. Don't forget, do a self-check. And after you've done your self-check and your checklist is complete, check in on someone else. They may just need to hear your voice. With that, have a great weekend, and we will see you on Monday Mindset. Take care, everyone. Have a great weekend. Bye-bye.